All right, joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And, well, Patrick, you know, at one point, late 2020, we had gas prices below $2 a gallon. They're obviously creeping back up into the 220 range and a little bit higher. And hopefully with coronavirus vaccine distribution, that might make the economy a little bit better. But as we've talked about in the past, that also means gas prices could go higher.
Yeah, and that's what we've been seeing here the last week, or I should say the last month. Prices have gone up about 20 cents a gallon from last month. Only a few stations now across Indianapolis where you're finding that $1.99 price, and those are kind of disappearing. They may come back over the next couple of days. We have seen prices start to inch lower after jumping last week. The average price in Indianapolis now $2.19 a gallon. That's down from $2.26 a week ago. And like I said, about seven stations across Indianapolis at $1.99, a couple of them wholesale clubs. So shop around. Price is still about 23 cents lower than last year. But as you mentioned, you know, this is kind of the high water mark for the COVID era. Prices haven't been this high since before COVID began. So, you know, this is kind of the game changer, is that as optimism has built over the vaccines, oil prices have gone up, the stock market has gone up. A barrel of crude oil now at about $48.50 a barrel this morning. That's within arm's reach of its highest level since the pandemic. So as you mentioned, as long as things continue to improve, as long as we continue to have optimism over the vaccines, I think we may continue to see upward pressure on oil and gas prices.
So what is your total, you know, forecast demand? I know that you guys release that in, from time to time, and I know you guys released that this morning. What does your Gas Buddy forecast look like?
Well, for 2021, we are anticipating a yearly national average of 244 a gallon. Now, typically, Indianapolis is below that, but keep in mind that's an increase from 217 that we saw in 2020. So we're forecasting the national average will rise about 27 cents a gallon in the coming year. So not the end of the world, but certainly in spring, that could bring prices that are in the mid to upper $2 a gallon range temporarily, should everything go very well with COVID. If not, we probably will continue to hover around the low $2 a gallon range for much of the year.
And also, not only are prices in Indianapolis typically lower, but you've also got prices that are, you know, maybe in the Elkhart or Great Lakes region part of the Indiana that also tend to be a little bit lower than the national average, too. So should Hoosiers look at that national number that you guys get and just kind of expect there to be maybe a little bit lower than that threshold? Is that what we're getting at?
Well, you know, Indiana, it's a little bit fickle across the state. Sometimes Indiana is under the national average, and that's the case for where we see prices now. But keep in mind, the Great Lakes are an interesting animal, and we could see prices go above that. We're calling for the national average to rise to potentially the mid and upper $2 a gallon mark this summer. And sometimes Indiana can go above that. So that could mean a little bit more pain at the pump this summer. But looking at the entire year, I would still expect Indiana to be slightly under that yearly national average. But keep in mind, that yearly national average of 244 that we're expecting, that lumps every single day together. And to start the new year, we are only at about 219 a gallon. So that means eventually we're going to be pulled above that 244 a gallon figure.
So it's looking like short term, probably a little bit lower prices, and then as we get into more 2021, basically, you know, we're expecting those prices to go up. Is that kind of the gist here?
That's really the gist. Expect a relatively pain-free winter. Prices still kind of in the low $2 gallon range, but spring and summer we'll have to be a little bit cautious for. You could expect a little bit of a pinch at the pump, just depending on how good things end up by those times.
All right, Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. Patrick, anything I've missed or whatever that you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of, John.
All right, fantastic. He is Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy, Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis. Patrick, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us, and hope you have a happy new year.
Thanks for having me, as always, John.